Item number 16, public hearing pertaining to Summer Flounder, please, the commercial landing period. Thank you.
This morning, the commissioner asked staff if there were any additions to the agenda. Staff said no, and upon going downstairs about a half an hour later, the Summer Flounder industry contacted staff, and you have a letter here just to set the situation a little bit. And that letter is a change to the way the management regulation is. So last month you had an emergency regulation to go to March the 12th and have a 20-day landing period instead of 15s. Andy Allen's going to cover that. What she's going to ask at the end is to move the effective date, change the effective date to March 31st. And following that, Joe Cimino will give you the situation from this morning where, to put it shortly, we will definitely overachieve by far the commercial quota if things stay the way they are, which is a 12,500-pound limit. We're about 65% there. It's expected to close out on the 31st for a second period. A second period wouldn't work. We might have about 15 trips, boat trips that could land. There are approximately 80 vessels capable of landing. It would completely abolish the quota. So the request is going to be for another emergency regulation, say, that Joe Cimino will do, to lower the 12,500-pound trip limit, vessel trip limit, to 5,000 pounds. They still may not have much of a second period, but we have a better chance that we won't go over the quota and impact the fall fishery. So, thank you, and Andy's going to go through her part.
Okay. So this is a public hearing for the proposed adoption of the previous emergency amendment for Chapter 620 pertaining to summer flounder to establish the 20-day consecutive landing period beginning the second Wednesday of March. This was a request by industry presented last commission meeting by Mead Amory with the goal to lessen season overlaps with other states and improve the value of the fish. And at that meeting, the emergency amendments were adopted to establish the consecutive 20-day landing period beginning the second Wednesday of March. So the season did open on March 12th. A notice was sent out to the summer flounder industry following the commission meeting, indicating them of the changes, and we did not have any landings before the new opening date, and feedback from the dealers has been positive. Here you can see the changes to the regulation. So in subsection B, changed from the first Monday, which would have been March 3rd, to the second Wednesday, which was March 12th. In subdivision 2, you can see that the 15-day consecutive period was changed to a 20-day. And then subdivision 3, I just want to point out that with this regulation, the 12,500-pound landing limit did not change. So the one change to your packet, staff does recommend the previous emergency amendments, but make them effective March 31st rather than April 1st.
Yeah, this is a public hearing, and I think the easiest way to do this, even though we're coming back before you with an emergency request for an emergency.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. That makes some sense. Are there questions from the commission to enact what was an emergency measure? This is a public hearing. Is there anyone within the public here who wishes to testify one way or another, either pro or con this measure? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission.
At this point, we're just changing the date.
What we're doing is just changing the date. Last month, we did that as an emergency measure. This codifies this. Matters before the commission.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
We have a motion and a second to approve staff recommendation. Any discussion?
Move.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Ms. Haney, seconded. Motion passes unanimously. Now we come to another emergency measure pertaining to summer flounder.
Yes, yeah. The first was very successful. And And to prevent that overlap that we were talking about, we had a whole bunch of boats land in the last few days, which isn't bad. We're well within target. But what it did do was put us in a situation where we have 80 different vessels who have landed. Like I said, about half of those just in the past 4 days. And to look at opening up a second 20-day window with only 20 to 25 trips at 12,500 pounds, we would be back to what we call a rodeo fishery. One option put forth, again, by Meade Amery of LD Amery's, and that has been something that all the buyers have weighed in on. It isn't a unanimous decision this time. There are a few buyers that thought it might just be better to put this in a bycatch fishery right now, which isn't something we could actually do by regulation as we stand, and just try and move over whatever quotas left until the fall fishery opens. But what is endorsed by most of the fish houses here and two of the North Carolina buyers is to go to a 5,000-pound trip limit. This would especially help out the smaller boats that fish in this fishery that have been cut out of the scallop fishery and are just going to be waiting around until shrimping opens. So that is staff's recommendation to move again to adopt an emergency amendment on this regulation. And now what we're changing here is the trip limit, the one thing that had remained the same previously. This is actually, we are going to allow this to sunset, and as you can see, instead of just having the day and the month in there, we are including 2014. So once this emergency regulation sunsets, then that will cover this opening period.
That would begin April 1st.
April 1st of 2014.
When does that window close?
It's in a 20-day window, and we may have to actually shut down the fishery before that, move it into a bycatch fishery once we hit 80% of our first period. So.
Other questions from the commission? Any discussion?
So this is when we would not have to come back for public notice because it will be over with before we'd even get to it next month.
Why we're looking at an emergency measure.
Which we usually revisit in a month, but yeah.
I could on that. Yeah. It will sunset. I mean, we will, the way this fishery is set up, even at 5,000 pounds, there will be some vessels, not all, that will go out for the 5,000. The fish are fairly close right now. They'll come back in. We'll get to that point of getting to the 85% trigger and be able to go ahead and cap off the directed fishery for this time of year, working toward a bycatch for the fall fishery. So this should literally sunset without need for any further hearing.
Okay.
Is there anyone from the public who wishes to comment on this? Hearing none, the matter is before the commission.
Move to approve emergency regulation with regard to flounder fishery.
Second motion. We have a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Second by Mr. Erskine. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much.